Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Happy Friday evening to you. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I am Fanny Scarborough.
And this is Shasta Outdoors as an outreach of It Does My Soul Well. Shasta Outdoors endeavors to bring to you every Friday evening guest news and information about the great outdoors in Northern California. It's all about outdoor recreation, getting out in God's beautiful creation. I don't know about you, but it does my soul well every time I do.
And don't we live in a beautiful area, Tim? There are so many wonderful opportunities to get out there and enjoy hiking, camping, mountain biking, kayaking, golfing, snow, skiing, water skiing, boating, fishing, horseback riding, motorcycle riding, hunting, and the list goes on, the things we get to enjoy here.
Yes, absolutely. And Fanny, tonight in the studio we have with us Spencer DeMarco.
That's right. Spencer is like us when it comes to getting outdoors and hiking to some of the beautiful areas surrounding Redding.
Spencer has been a Facebook friend and a member of our Facebook group called Shasta Outdoors, where he has regularly shared pictures and videos of his outdoor adventures. And since we're doing a program on hiking tonight, I thought it would be fun to have him join in on the conversation this evening. And so, Fanny, hey, this is the first time that you are
a co-host.
Normally we have Diane Morgan is here, but she thinks that she has to go on some sort of vacation. And I think she's over in Trinidad this weekend.
Well, we want to say hi to Diane. Hopefully she's having a good time.
Yeah, well,
be
whatever.
Nice,
yeah, well, if she has a good time, okay. And I'm sure we'll be hearing next week on the program about her outdoor adventures,
even though
they're renting a house over there. Yeah, I'm sure they're going to make it down to the ocean, and maybe she'll actually get out there and
do
some hiking on some trails or something along that line. I know she has her grandkids with her, so it'll be interesting to hear from her about all of her adventures that's taking place right now over there on the coast. And oh my goodness, what a great place to be right now.
Oh,
nice cooler weather over there. And we're going to be going over there next weekend, as a matter of fact.
I am so excited. Yeah. So looking forward
we'll
to
be
it.
Here on the air on Friday. We're not like Diane thinking we need to leave early. We'll be here on the air Friday, and then next Saturday morning, we're going to get up early and head out over to Trinidad, have a couple of our kids and some of our grandkids with us, and we're planning on having a good time there.
We will.
Yeah.
We will, absolutely.
Well, tell people what we did last weekend for our outdoor adventure.
Well, last weekend, actually, we had a really good time. We went to Bernie. It was the 4th of July, right? 4th of July weekend.
Right. That's right.
And so we had a really good time there. We actually got to enjoy the whole day up in Bernie. We went to the parade.
That was fun. That was kind of cool.
Great.
A lot of people there in Bernie show up.
I mean, the participation
in that community is amazing. And when they have Bernie Basin Days, it's something, I don't know how many years they've been doing this, but for a number of years. And so it was just really fun to find a shady spot, which we did.
Yes.
Found a shady spot with our camp chairs and just sat there and enjoyed the parade of all the individuals and the floats. And what was your favorite part of the parade?
I will say the horses.
Right.
I love horses.
They had the charro
horse
club or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were all in their Mexican garb.
Yes.
And beautiful horses, and they were doing those fancy steps with the horses. I don't know that much about it, but.
Oh, me neither, but I just love horses.
Yeah, but next week we have, Abigail Heyman's gonna be here, and
Woo-hoo!
She is a horse riding instructor, and, she would know a little bit more about that, about riding those horses and the types of things that they do. And so that's gonna be fun. But then from the parade, we went
Well, we also went to visit one of the local churches.
That's right. That Intermountain Baptist Church.
Yes, that was great family time. So many games. Kids were having a good time. But we couldn't just stay there. We needed to enjoy the day and enjoy the beautiful sights out there. And we went fishing.
That's right. We went to Balm Lake. Mm-hmm. We took our kayaks. And as a matter of fact, Balm Lake, you can't have a motor boat on the lake. You can have an electric motor, and we did see a couple people out there with that. Mm-hmm. But we took the kayaks because, you know, we're out there for the exercise. And what a beautiful lake, you know.
We
saw the osprey and eagles and went out there and used some spinner baits and caught a few trout. And so that was fun. And that's a trout.
But I learned my lesson. I believe that now my favorite is bass fishing.
You like bass fishing? Right.
Yes. I don't like the rush. Come on, hurry up. Get to the next one. No. I like to take my time.
Right. Well, it was kind of the style of fishing that we were doing for trout. We were throwing spinner baits, so cast out, reel in, cast out, reel in.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a little bit different than doing like a drop shot. Worm, you know, that you're reeling in slowly and you're working the bottom. You can't work the bottom there at Balm Lake.
No way. But, you know, I'm a beginner in this, but I still enjoy it. Enjoy the sight. Enjoy being with you, of course.
Right.
But it was beautiful day. Beautiful day. What a great way to celebrate the freedom that we have in this country.
Yeah, absolutely. And then from there, we went to back to Bernie, and we went to Bernie High School out there on the football field, and we got to enjoy a fantastic display of fireworks.
Yes.
Yeah. And I lived in Bernie for 5 years, and so for me, it was kind of fun getting to see some people I hadn't seen in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love that community of Bernie, California. There's all kinds of outdoor recreational opportunities there, and we might talk a little bit about some of the hiking opportunities there in tonight's program, because I hike the heck out of that area and just love it. You've got Hat Creek. You've got, of course, excuse me, you've got Bernie Falls. Everybody knows about Bernie Falls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so, and if you've never seen it, you've got to see it. Mm-hmm. But there's so much more in that area than just Bernie Falls. Lake Britton, we went bass fishing there a few weeks ago, and that was a very good time that we had there. But, hey, tonight we're going to do something a little bit different. A lot of times we have people text a question to us, but tonight we're going to actually take phone calls if somebody wants to call.
Yes.
And the topic tonight is hiking. And if people, if you've got a favorite hiking destination in Northern California and you'd like to talk about it, or if you've got some hiking tips or something along that line, we're going to be talking about those things along with Spencer DeMarco, our guest. And if you've got something, some input or a question that you'd like to ask, definitely give us a call. What is the number they can call?
The number is 530-605-4567. 530-605-4567.
All right. And hey, we want to make mention of our sponsors tonight. We have Caliber Office Furniture, and we are so grateful for them. And then also Professional Exterminators, and we'd like to thank them as our wonderful sponsor. Professional Exterminators has been around for 15 years, and they are definitely aptly named Professional Exterminators because they are the true professionals who will take care of anything from ants to skunks and everything in between. Professional Exterminators is locally owned and operated by Dave and Madonna Silva, amazing people who are an integral part of this community. So no matter what your need, you can call them and they will give you a zero obligation free estimate. So if something's bugging you, give them a call, 530-338-2822, Professional Exterminators, 530-338-2822. And so, Fanny, my Peruvian queen here tonight, my dear bride, I'm so grateful that you're here helping me out as my co-host, and we're going to have a good time on this program. We're going to talk about hiking. I don't know if you knew that when you got together with me that it was going to mean a lot of hiking.
Oh,
you know,
well,
yeah.
It was part of the, I believe that was part of our vows.
Yeah, I think it was, yeah, that you would go on hiking.
Right.
Hey, when we come back, we are going to be talking with Spencer DeMarco. And just let the listeners know, you are listening to Shasta Outdoors. We're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back.
Touching you, so warm and tender. Lord, I feel such a sweet surrender. Beautiful is the dream that makes you mine. Wrap me gently, wrap me slowly.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Summertime travel can take a toll on your vehicle, including dents and dings. From door dents to possible dings at the park, from softballs or baseballs or even golf balls. That's why Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive invites you to make an appointment today for a free estimate at 530-226-0992. And they accept most major insurance companies. For summertime dents and dings, contact Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
All right, welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I am Fanny Scarborough.
And we are just having a good time here already and looking forward to this program about hiking. I love that song, Gimme the Beat Boys and Free My Soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll.
Yep.
And when I was a kid, you know how sometimes you hear a song and you just sort of put your own words in there? And so I remember that song as a young boy, and I thought it said, Gimme the Beach Boys, 3 months old. I want to get lost in your rock and roll. Yeah. It took me a long time before I finally realized that, you know, that's not what the words really were. I mean, it didn't make sense, of course. Beach Boys, 3 months old. But that's how I would sing it. And so even to this day, once in a while, I still have to sing it that way. And so now maybe some of our listeners will start to sing it that way. Give me the Beach Boys, 3 months old. Fanny, if people want to get a hold of us or learn more about us, how can they do that?
Oh, yes. They can go to the website, itdoesmysoulwell.com. Or they can also email us to itdoesmysoulwell@gmail.com.
All right. And just as a reminder, tonight, if you'd like to call in, if you've got a question for Fanny or myself, as we watch a fire truck go by, I hope everything is okay. But if you would like to talk about hiking, share with us one of your favorite destinations in the greater Reading area, you can do that by calling 530-605-4567, 605-4567. Well, Fanny, a couple years ago, I started a Facebook group, which originally was called Bernie Outdoors, but then I changed it to Shasta Outdoors when I moved back to Redding a year ago. And through that, I began to take note of one man who was out and about taking pictures of beautiful waterfalls in our area and pictures of his hikes. And since we're doing a program about hiking, I thought it would be great to have him on the program to join in on the conversation. Spencer DeMarco, welcome to Shasta Outdoors.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, man, it's great to meet you in person, and I have enjoyed so much some of the pictures that you have posted and some of the destinations. It's been actually inspiring to me on places that, oh, hey, I'd like to go there also, you know. And so it's always kind of fun to share those things. But first of all, Spencer, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 46.
All right.
Not from Redding. I'm from Central California, near Visalia, California.
Okay.
I've always lived in California.
Right.
And I moved here in 91. I went to Enterprise High School.
Nice. Me too. Go Hornets. Go ahead.
I'm a landscape contractor. I started Above and Beyond Landscaping about 16 years ago.
Okay.
And that's what I do on the daily besides hiking.
Yeah, so you're like always outdoors.
I'm always outside, yeah.
And so tell us a little bit, how did you develop a love for the great outdoors?
I was born in the right generation, I guess.
Right.
I didn't have electronics and all that stuff. I grew up in a small town, so mm-hmm. a BMX bike and a BB gun. And
I hear you.
That's your childhood and camping and fishing and all that stuff. And
right.
I moved here and started cross country, which got me out running and got me into working outside and being a gardener. And my dad's a horticulturist, so I learned a lot about plants and flowers from him. And it just worked out well because we have a lot of great wildflowers that grow all around us.
Oh, yes. Yes, we do. Absolutely. And so your life has just really a great portion of it has been spent outdoors then.
Most of it, yeah.
Yeah. And so I know, I mean, I watch you a little bit on Facebook, and I know you get out there quite a bit. How often do you get out there and do some hiking?
I try for one really good one a month at least.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get a lot of little nibble hikes where I may go walk a mile or two.
Sure.
Just up a special creek that I know or something like that.
Right.
But often, if I get off early enough this time of summer, I'll drive up to Whiskey Town and sit and have my lunch.
Yeah, nice. And yeah, I mean, there's so many beautiful areas around here, destinations and places that you can go and get to fairly quickly.
I mean, you could drive up to Brandy Creek Beach, park in the dirt lot by the beach, and you've got the creek running right through there by the
right.
picnic table. So you go sit on picnic table, have lunch, watch the creek.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. So let's talk about some, and I'm going to give some input here also, and we really just want to have this conversation tonight because there might be some people, matter of fact, there might be some people that are listening right now that are just driving into the Redding area. They're going to want to get out and about, and they're trying to learn about some of the things that they can do and places they can go, and especially those who are into hiking. And so let's talk about some of the favorite destinations in this area. What are some of your favorite places to go hiking?
Crystal Creek is the easy one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the go-to if you don't want to actually put off a whole bunch of effort.
It's right.
Flat paved, but it's a beautiful waterfall.
It is.
Go up around the right-hand side, you can find the upper waterfall, which is
mm-hmm.
hidden from the bottom.
Yes.
And it's a great go-to.
Yeah, I love Crystal Creek Falls, and you're right. It's a paved path, and so some people, they might be a little bit older or physically aren't capable of doing some of those more difficult hikes.
You got kids or...
Right, and it's a nice short hike. Mm-hmm. I know it's less than a quarter of a mile.
0.8 miles, I believe.
Okay, 0.8 miles. Oh, so it's further than what I thought. But it's a nice flat path just to get to the lower falls. And then you have to kind of climb around. You got to have a little bit of skill because it can be kind of a slippery, rocky.
Some boulders you got to climb.
Right.
Over.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it is a beautiful destination, a beautiful place to go hiking. Believe it or not, when I was in high school, now I'm about, I don't know, 12 years older than you are. But when I was in high school, I would go out to the Upper Creek Falls. There was no path
like there is now. We'd have to park off the road there, and then we would walk back in there, and it was not a really well-known place, but we'd go in there and go play in the water, and, you know, that up those upper falls is a real sandy bottom there, and sometimes we'd bring a football with us and play, you know, smear the queer or something like that. Just young men out there, kids really, playing in those waterfalls. But yes, that is an awesome destination that if people haven't been there and if they're looking for a good, easy, walk to see just beautiful falls. Have you been up there this year yet?
I was up there the last time when it snowed.
Okay.
And I got to make it up there. And
that's right. I actually bypassed the roadblock because that road was blocked off. I sort of remember you saying something about that. So tell us about that.
The rangers were there inspecting it when I drove up there.
Right.
And I begged and pleaded a little bit, but I said, you know, I'm not looking to do anything out of the ordinary. I just want to walk and see the waterfall and walk back to my car. And they said, you know, it's cleared for now. We're just surveying for the runoff because it was the whole side of the thing caved down.
Right.
That rain and snow. So
sure.
He's like, for now it's clear, but we're monitoring it before we reopen it. But if you want to walk down and back, go ahead. So
awesome.
I got to have some pictures of it just covered in snow. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know that one of the main concerns is because of the car fire. So there's, you know, the fire went through some of that area, and then we had so much snow and so much rain that there was a lot of concern about erosion. And there was actually
major road slides.
Yeah.
Where they had to push it over the trail back down the hill.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, a beautiful place. One of my favorite places that's close to Redding would be Whiskey Town Falls, which you would go past Crystal Creek Falls. And it actually sort of makes it a nice day to do both in one day. If you go all the way up to Whiskey Town Falls to the trailhead, it's 1.42 miles to the falls. But it is an uphill climb, you know. You know, if a person needs to, there are actual benches that you can stop and take a little break when you're doing that uphill climb. And when you get there, the destination is well worth it. You get close to the falls and there's still a lot of vegetation and trees, just beautiful shaded area. And then they have steps that you can actually go up with
old railing.
Yeah, old railing there that can take you above the falls and you can see further up above Whiskey Town Falls. And then, of course, you know, the 1.42 miles downhill coming back most of the way. I like to, if I go out there and if I'm going to do that hike, and then come back and go see the Crystal Creek Falls. And so that's a wonderful destination. And if people are wanting to know, hey, where's a great place to go? You go, basically west of Redding past Whiskey Town Lake and you take Crystal Creek Road and that will take you all the way to the Crystal Creek Falls, and if you go beyond that, you can get to Whiskey Town Falls, and definitely a place to go check out, you know.
Boulder Creek's not bad now that they've opened that, too.
Right, yes. And Fanny and I went there a few weeks ago,
yes, we did.
Boulder Creek Falls. Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful, and that's a shorter hike.
Like a mile, I think.
Yeah, 1.07, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. At least that's what it says on the sign. I don't know if that's actually what it is.
I've done it pretty close. The way from the gate.
Yes, I did too, in February or something like that. And that's more than, it's about a 5.5 mile hike.
Uphill.
Going uphill. And I wasn't as, my hiking legs weren't quite in shape when I did that. And it wasn't so bad going uphill for me. It was when I was coming back and I was tired by that time. And I was looking at my Apple Watch that tells me how much further, and I knew about how much further because I had already walked in. I was on my way back, and I just was looking at each tenth of a mile, and I was like, "Oh, I've only got 4/10 to go. I got 3/10 to go," and I wanted to just, you know, stop. But Boulder Creek Falls, now you can drive up to the trailhead, and that is definitely well worth it, you know.
And you can drive to the trailhead of Randy Creek Falls, but
right. You
can only go to the bench. If you remember the bench.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
That's where the cutoff is.
Yeah, and that's another beautiful hike. And as a matter of fact, right now they have a sign before you get there that it's closed according to the supervisor. Now, this was about 3 weeks ago there. Now, because I am so concerned about our listeners, I went ahead and hiked on further in. And
it gets very bad.
Yeah. And I had to kind of go around a tree that had fallen over the trail, but I got to that bench where you can see the lower parts of the falls. Hey, listen, we have got to take a break here, Spencer, but I'm enjoying this, and we're going to talk about some other destinations and place that you enjoy going, and we'll share maybe some of those. But so far, I'm really liking this. You learning anything, Fanny?
Oh, yes.
You're
yes.
being really quiet over there.
Well, I already have a question, but I'm going to wait for after the break.
Okay. Well, we do have to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking some more with Spencer DeMarco.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I am Fanny Scarborough.
Hey, Fanny, we want to thank another one of our sponsors, Caliber Office Furniture.
Oh, yes.
We appreciate them so much. Now, if you're like me and you work from home, and you do too, Fanny, it can be a challenge to make do with the space you have available. Caliber Office Furniture makes it easy for you. All you have to do is go to CaliberOffice.com. That's CaliberOffice.com. Select work from home, and there you'll find a beautiful selection of desks, chairs, and accessories, and it's all on sale right now with free shipping directly to your home. Again, that's CaliberOffice.com. Thank you, Chris Cable and Caliber Office Furniture, for sponsoring this program. Tonight, we're talking with Spencer DeMarco. We're talking about hiking and hiking destinations, places that we can go in the greater Reading area. And if you've got a question or if you'd like to share one of your favorite destinations, you can do that tonight by giving us a call here, area code 530-605-4567. That's 530-605-4567. And so, Spencer, we're talking about some of those destinations, you know, Crystal Creek Falls, Whiskeytown Falls, Boulder Creek Falls, which is beautiful. And boy, that water is really flowing there right now. And you mentioned during the break how much you just love that Whiskey Town area, mm-hmm. you know. And so what are some other favorite places that you have?
I like to go just north, go up towards Burney. Mm-hmm. Castle Crags has one of my favorite.
Mm, yeah.
Just that whole entire area is just covered in a PCT. And
right, yeah.
Just a lot of place, a lot of water flow.
Yes.
So...
Yeah, especially this year.
I love hiking in general, but I'm addicted more to the ones that are along creeks,
yes.
have some form of water. It doesn't have to have a waterfall, but just the flowing water is
sure.
what I like to find.
Yeah, I love going if there's some sort of destination, you know, either a spectacular view or a waterfall. And so one of the places that I've enjoyed going to over the years, and it is a favorite place for a lot of people, is hiking up to the Castle Craig Dome. Mm-hmm. And that's another uphill hike to get in there. It is a rougher trail, especially as you get closer. It gets kind of rocky. I mean, it's definitely a easy trail to follow as far as you don't get lost. You know you're on the trail, but there are some areas where, you know, sometimes I'm having to use my hands to pull myself up a little bit to get over some of the rocks, and it's 2.7 miles in up to the dome itself. And then without a whole lot of you can climb up to the top of the dome. Mm-hmm. And boy, once you get up there, talk about one of the more spectacular views of Mount Shasta. I mean, it is absolutely gorgeous.
I have a question, actually.
Uh-huh.
Because I am a mom, I'm thinking on this. I know there are other moms that would like to take their kids hiking, mm-hmm. but is there a site or app, a place where moms can go and find out of the intensity of the hikes, places where they can take their kids?
I started off with the All Trails app.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's okay. Just the general go-to for
yes.
most people that I know, and it'll tell you everything about the trail. It'll have reviews. If you download and buy the app like I have, it'll have
same here.
Offline. So it doesn't okay. matter if you go out of your grid, it'll still track you to the destination and back, and it'll tell you, warn you if you go off trail.
Right.
Which I do like.
Sure.
I get a lot of those because I go off trail a lot.
But, right, mm-hmm. right.
It does help me get back to the trail. And
right, where you're supposed to be.
Yeah, back to the destination.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of the things I do like about the All Trails app. And there are some other apps out there, but I also pay for that simply because I do so much hiking. But it will tell you if it is a moderate, easy, or considered a difficult hike. It'll tell you the length of hike. And like you said, Spencer, there'll be reviews. Other people that have taken that hike, and they'll give their input on that particular hike and how difficult or easy it might be.
That's great when you travel because it'll tell you.
Yes.
It'll know where you are.
Right.
And it'll still bring in everything around you. So.
Yes. Yeah. And I like that too, because maybe you're going to an area you've never been before, but you're wanting to go for a hike, which is typical for me. It's like, hey, where's a nice little hiking trail? You know, and it will tell you the nearest hike that you can go on.
I've used it in Oregon, Washington, Tahoe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice.
It works out really well to just bring up, say you want on vacation, but you want to go do a couple mile easy hike.
Right.
Great.
Pop up just easy hikes and.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really, if somebody is wanting to get into hiking or if they're already hiking, it is something that I would highly recommend. It is a very useful tool. And you can, you know, download that trail. And I know even when I don't have cell phone reception, I still have the map. It still is tracking for me. And so it makes it really nice to be able to do that and to stay on track. Now, one of my favorite hikes in this area, and I don't know if you've ever done it, is the Klickapootie Trail. Have you ever done the Klickapootie Trail? Okay. And so the Klickapootie Trail is out there by Jones Valley. One of the reasons I like it is it's a loop. And so if you go all the way to the Jones Valley boat ramp, you'll see a nice big sign that says Klickapootie Trail. And the trail will take you from the parking lot, basically there for the boat ramp, and it will take you up over the hill, depending on which direction you go. But either way, you wind up to the Clickapootie Cove on Shasta Lake, and most of the trail follows along the shoreline of the lake, and so you get some nice views. It's been a fun hike. I've done it, I think, 3 or 4 times this year so far, and part of the fun for me was initially when I did it. Actually, I first did it at the end of September last year, and the lake was way down. Mm-hmm. And then I did it several times since then, and Fanny, you went with me. And yes. By the way, we have a video of that particular hike. If people would like to check it out, then go to itdoesmysoulwell.com. Just click on the media link, and you can see our hike videos. There yeah. and the video of that. Took some drone shots that particular day. But I like that hike. There is some elevation gain and so forth. And it, again, it's about 7.25 miles. But I do like it because it's a loop. Mm-hmm. I like it whenever I can go do a loop instead of just an out and back, you know. Even though out and back's not bad either, because you go out and it's interesting, and maybe you've experienced this, Spencer. On the way back, you get a different perspective of the trail and you'll see other things.
On the back way, I go quicker.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because I take all my pictures on the way up.
Right.
And then on the way back, I just leave my phone alone and just blaze back usually.
Yeah, that's the same with us. Whenever I'm doing video, like if I'm going out and I know, okay, I'm going to do a video of this particular hike that we post on our YouTube channel, and I take almost all the video on the way there. Mm-hmm. And so I've got my GoPro and, of course, my iPhone and my drone, if I happen to take it that day, and I'm doing all the video of that, and then on the way back, typically I don't do any video. Mm-hmm. And so it's the same with us. It seems like it goes a little bit faster. But yeah, the Castle Craig area is absolutely beautiful. And boy, the creeks have been just running full this year.
There's a lot of stuff. We went up not that long ago, and we were able to drive up high enough to where we hit snow, and the road just ended.
Right.
And we're like, wow, there's still snow up there. So, well, unbelievable, but all the waterfalls up there were just going crazy. And
yeah, amazing.
It's nice to see.
Yeah. Now, have you hiked the Lassen area, Lassen Park area?
I like going to Lassen. Mm-hmm. That whole drive out there,
mm-hmm.
it was a beautiful drive, and the waterfalls up there, but the peak is probably my favorite.
Right.
I really like the view from the top, first of all.
Right.
And it's a good challenge.
Yeah.
I mean, I've challenged myself every time that I can do this quicker. I can.
So you're self-competitive.
Sometimes, yeah.
Right.
Depends on who. A lot of times I take people with me. I've only actually done Lassen, I think, solo a couple times.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Yeah, I have only hiked that one time, and that's, oh my goodness. My oldest daughter was about 10 years old, so that makes it at least 25 years ago that I hiked it. But Fanny and I have that on the list for this year,
yes.
is to go up to Lassen Park and hike up to the peak. And just so our listeners know, the road through Lassen Park just opened up, and so they had so much snow this year. And it was a lot of work, but the road, all the parking lots, everything is now clear.
Great.
Yeah, and so that is really good news. But I guarantee you, if you get to the trailhead for the hike to go to the top of Lassen, there's going to be snow right there in the parking lot or around the parking lot. It just seems to stay in that particular spot almost year-round, even in years when we have drought, you know.
That's why I usually go somewhere around October.
Right.
And it's usually a safe bet. My favorite one of all time was I did it with a friend on Halloween, and we dressed up in costume.
Oh, wow. And that's awesome.
Went to the top of Lassen.
All right. So what was your costume? I want to know that.
I was Superman. She was Wonder Woman.
Ah, I love it. And we had
capes and all. And it was fun.
What a great idea.
Right?
Now that wants me. It makes me want to do something
Maybe
like that.
Maybe we should do something like that. I'm posting in the video.
We'll go with Spencer, you know. And
which superhero would you like to be?
I don't know. I like the idea of being a superhero that flies just in case.
Right.
You know?
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I don't think I want to wear an Iron Man costume, although I like Iron Man, but that would be really heavy, I would think. And so maybe we can go as Adam and Eve and just wear fig leaves.
Oh,
How does
Lord.
That sound? Oh, I figured I would get that kind of look. It's a good thing
yes,
this is radio.
Your imagination, really far.
Hey, listen, it's hard to believe, but we are coming up on another break here. And just wanted to let the listeners know that if they do want to call in, they can call 530-605-4567. That's 605-4567. We are talking with Spencer DeMarco this evening, and you are listening to Shasta Outdoors.
Nothing to fear. It's just me and my daddy and a kid named Coke making music that nobody would hear. And then the sun lit up and it split the night. Spilling over our Jubilee.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I am Fanny Scarborough.
And Diane Morgan, who's normally our co-host here, she is on vacation. And so we're hoping she has a good time. We know she's over at the coast and hopefully doing some outdoor recreational type activities.
Yes.
Yeah, and has something to talk about finally besides taking her dog for a walk.
Well, certainly we miss her.
Yeah.
So we want her to know that we're missing Diane.
Well, you're missing her. You know, I'm fine without her.
Look at you, what a brother. You're going to be in trouble with your mom tonight.
Oh, hopefully she's not listening here tonight. But anyway, hey, we are speaking tonight and having a good time talking with Spencer DeMarco. He loves to get out there outdoors, does a lot of hiking, and I got to know him a little bit through Facebook, saw a lot of his postings and pictures and things that he's doing. We just got done talking about Lassen Park and mm-hmm. hiking up to the peak, and that's something you and I are wanting to do, Fanny.
We will.
And so how about some other areas, Spencer? Where are some other places you like to go in the North State area?
All my favorites are at Whiskey Town.
Right.
When I can, I love to go, like I said, north mm-hmm. all the way Mount Shasta and,
yes.
and back.
Yes.
I'm just a big sucker for creeks, so it doesn't
right.
really matter where it is,
mm-hmm.
I'll find it, and then I'll find a way along it.
Right, right.
So often where the trailhead ends or where the trail ends, I keep going.
Keep going, yes.
And so there's many big waterfalls that we have that I've gone above and beyond, and miles up and just, I haven't found anything supremely epic yet.
Right.
I found one that's pretty phenomenal, but it was so hard to get to, I won't tell anybody where it is. And
might be hard to explain, maybe.
It's a really hard one to get, but it was just breathtaking.
Right.
But it's not on any trail. I can't put a trail to it because the way to get to it is just something that you have to stumble upon.
Sure, sure. It kind of reminds me of the time that I decided I was going to hike to the base of Pitt River Falls up there in the Bernie, California area, actually near Fall River Mills. And all I knew was the location of the falls, which you can see from a vista point. But there was no designated trail, nothing on like All Trails app. And I investigated it. I looked to see if anybody had done a video of that particular hike, and I found one guy, but he gave very little information. So I just, on a whim, just decided to go out there and just pour myself off of the edge of that canyon and hiked and hiked and had to go down and back up and zigzag. And I finally actually got to a trail, believe it or not. That took me all the way down to the base of the falls. But, oh, talk about, it was just right after some heavy rains, and the power of that water coming over those falls was just spectacular. And then I went back up, followed the trail all the way up, but a very steep climb. But I like to explore. You like going out there and exploring?
Yeah, that's good. My favorite part is just being somewhere that maybe somebody else hasn't.
Yes.
Or at least majority aren't going to go
right
there.
Right.
So when I get to that destination, I can be off in my own little world and
right
not near anyone.
Yeah.
Jump in the creek, splash around like a little kid.
Just fun.
Yes.
That's the kind of stuff that I like.
Yeah, I love that exploration part. You know, some of my favorite trails are always the ones that I've never been on. And areas that I can go. When I lived in Bernie, there was a lot of places I hiked that I'd never see anyone, you know, and sometimes it was an old grown over logging trail that no one's been down in a long time, you know, and you'd see bear tracks and bears and wildlife and just to get to a place like you're describing, where there's not a whole lot of other people or they haven't been there in a long time. And that can be part of the fun of getting to those destinations. And hey, we're really blessed in this area because there are lots of places that we can go. It just seems like it never ends. You know,
Mossbury Falls is one of my favorites. I've been there more times than I can count.
Oh yeah. We went there for the very first time.
Yes.
A few weeks ago. And man, I was surprised, pleasantly surprised at just how powerful that was there. Mm-hmm. Just the array of those waterfalls, you know, and it's, I think it was 1.3 miles to the base of the falls from where we parked, and, well worth it. When you got there, when we got there, of course, they were having railroad days up there in Dunsmuir at the time. And so there was probably would you guess, Fanny, about 20 people there or so?
About that, yes.
Right. And I could see why people would go there, just because they're just absolutely beautiful. And Sacramento River is running right there.
Right.
And
that's where I usually take the shortcut.
Right. Okay.
As I go down to Hedge Creek
Falls. Hedge Creek Falls,
right. Go down to the water. And then during the summertime when it's not flowing like it is now,
right.
You can easily cross it. It's just over knee-high.
Nice.
And then that produces such a shortcut because from straight across, it's just around the corner and you're there.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I've taken that trail to the end before. It seems like there's like some sort of platform or fence or
there's a platform,
overlook.
Like an overlook. And
right.
You can go down to the water and then there's a spot
where you can cross.
Often you'll see a lot of people cross there in the summer.
And I've heard some rumors that they're actually planning on making a better trail that will take you all the way to Mossbury Falls.
That would be the spot where they would cross.
Right. And so I don't know if there's a plan to put in a bridge or something along that line. It would be nice if they did. Sort of like they do at Bernie Falls. They have a couple bridges and other places where they've put some bridges so you can get across the actual river or creek or whatever is there. But there are some plans because when you go to Mossbury Falls, if you go along the railroad tracks like we did, there's a big sign that says no trespassing.
Right.
But Fanny didn't hesitate to be a criminal on that particular day. And so I decided I would just go right along with her. However, we weren't the only ones
that were
taking that particular trek that day. And if you have never been to Mossbury Falls, I highly recommend it.
Yeah, it's on the must-see list for sure.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, I can't believe it took me so long to finally get there, you know. Any other areas that you can tell us about, Spencer, that maybe we can share with our listeners?
Trying to think of what else would be amazing around here, because that's, like I said, Dunsmuir is one of my other go-tos just because of all the water there.
Right.
Lakehead, there's some miscellaneous stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the best advice I could say is just to get the app.
Right.
And it pops up so many. Most of them I can't even remember the name of. I just found it on the app and said, I want to see that.
Go see it. Yes. Yeah. Yes. And that's what we've done. There's some great trails around Lake Shasta out there by Packers Bay. There's the Water Gulch Trail Loop. And we've done that a couple times, Fanny and I have. We did a group hike there one day in particular, and that's a beautiful hike, and I think it's just a little over 3 miles, and it's not a real strenuous hike. There's a couple little rough areas. When we did the group hike, I was surprised we had some older people that were, you know, couldn't quite navigate as well, and so we were there, and we kind of helped them through some of those rougher areas. And that was in the spring, and water was flowing across the trail in a couple spots, and we had to help people across. But nice hike. Another hike that is out there, Lake Shasta, that I have not done yet, and that is the Bailey Cove loop. So you go out to Lake Shasta and Bailey Cove where they have a boat ramp. There's a, and I don't think it's very far. I think it's less than 2 miles to go around that loop. I really wanted to get Fanny out there for the full moon, here, last week, or actually it would have been earlier this week when we had a full moon, I think on July 3rd. I thought, oh, that'd be a great moonlight hike, you know, something a little bit romantic.
You're so romantic.
Oh, I am. I amaze myself how
they
romantic
are
I am. Yeah. Yeah. It would be fun. I've done some kayaking at night, on a full moon night, like out at Whiskey Town. And it's pretty spectacular when you can get outside and then there's plenty of light once that moon comes up and just to witness that moon rise. And so maybe this next month on a full moon.
Why
Fanny,
not? Yes.
Yeah.
We that's can a get good out. Idea.
Yeah.
I love the paddleboard. So that I would,
oh yeah.
I would
and
be down to try that.
Yeah. And so tell us a little bit about paddleboarding. I know that is something you enjoy. Where do you usually paddleboard at?
Last summer when the lake dropped?
Mm-hmm.
I did the old trail tunnel.
Oh, is that right?
Was it Beehive and Lakehead?
Uh-huh, yes.
And that was pretty fun because I went there twice when the level dropped enough that I could actually float through it.
Float through the tunnel itself, yes. I have never been there before, but I've seen pictures and people talking about that. Mm-hmm. Of course, right now there'd be no way you could do that without scuba diving equipment. But it definitely could be a fun place to go. Well, Spencer, hey, I just want to tell you thank you so much for coming on here and talking with us about hiking. You know, part of this program is we really encourage people to get out there. There are so many opportunities. We just barely touched on a lot of different places that people can go. Whiskey Town area, absolutely. Highly recommend that area for trails. I mean, you've got everything from Brandy Creek Falls to Boulder Creek Falls to
even the powerhouse. There's a trail from the powerhouse to Oak Bottom, I believe.
Right.
That runs along the lake.
Yeah. I mean, they're just
miscellaneous little ones everywhere.
Yeah. A lot of nice, hiking trails. I've done the Mount Shasta Mine, loop that's out there. It's about a 3 mile hike. I've done that a few times.
Down past that at Need Camp. There's the trail that goes along the gorge.
Yes.
With the overlook. That's a phenomenal one.
Yeah. So all kinds of places, that people can go hiking and enjoy themselves just in the Whiskey Town area, you know. And so, anyway, hey, Fanny, what do we have going on this weekend?
Oh, we are going to have a fun weekend because finally we're going out with your mom. We're going in our kayaks on Whiskey Town Lake.
All right.
Hoping that we're going to get nice fishing on Shasta.
Oh, we're going to go fishing on Shasta?
I believe so.
Okay.
That's also included,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because it would be bass fishing, and that's the kind of fishing that you're into
that I
now.
Like. Yes.
Right? Yeah. And so we'll get out there. But the weekend itself, we're doing something else. We've got a yard sale thing going on.
I know you're excited about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, oh,
we
man, the fish are biting.
We had such a great success today, and
mm-hmm. yeah.
we'll continue tomorrow.
Yep, and see if we can sell some of your stuff off. That's what I'm hoping. Well, listeners, thank you for tuning in to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Fanny Scarborough.
We challenge you to get out there and enjoy God's wonderful creation. We promise it will do your soul well.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.